My mother really takes me some time with her because she read to her, and she would work, you know, with us, with you know, even before we went to school, teaching us, because I don't remember ever thinking I could write before we went to school, and I could read, and I was, and my sister was the same way. I think the only one that didn't really do all of that before he went to school was my brother.
How old were you when you came to
school? I was young. It was shortly after my mother was born.
Do you
know anything about that? Not really, not too much. I mean, half the time when I was way to school, I would stop at my father's sister's house, and she would always have some sort of little bit. She was a wizard making candy. She made divinity, fudge, caramel, and she loved to make cookies. She made all that sweet stuff. So we stopped at the school. I have a handful of candy and cut off at school. And of course her daughter was about the same age as my sister, and we were all, you know, still friends. I mean, even though my mother and father separated, that didn't mean that the rest of them had to, you know, fall out with. So, and we went to, when we were in Buffalo, we went to Thatcher School. It was named after the, I think at that time, they were the only millionaires there in Pueblo. And we went there, and I went to Pinkfield School, and we moved on the other end of town. That's the name, you know, that just popped into my head just that time.
What kind of work did your mom do to support?
She worked for the Thatcher family. She started out, I think, as an upstairs maid. And she worked for them until we went to Arizona. And she became the, when one of her daughters married, she went to work for the daughter.
What kinds of things did you do as a child for play, for fun?
In the wintertime, skiing on barrel sleigh skis. That was fun. That's what I did with school next. And, of course, they had the stairs. And then I had space for the fireplace. And you want to call swimming in the river with all of your clothes on, which we did. We weren't supposed to. I mean, we would slip off, you know, when we'd go fishing, we'd slip off, we'd go down the stream. And there was a little, well, I guess where the river, you know, sort of, when it was high, dug out near the bank, and we'd get in that little section right there. All the clothes on, we'd stand there. And we also had, well, all of the toys, like the dolls, you know, doll dishes, the little TV sets and all that kind of stuff. We even had a little miniature stove that we could stick a little sticks of wood in, you know, because we had those little blue enamel pots and pans, and just like the adult wing. Yeah. Yeah, I was about a year. Oh, we used to go up in the mountains from there and gather pinion nuts. And I was very good at picking mushrooms. I could tell mushrooms from toasties when I was a youngster. I wouldn't know one from the other now. And I wouldn't trust myself to do it, but we would go pick the mushrooms. And I tried milking Anna V. Hill's goat, and I couldn't do that. We had a lot of fun, I thought. And used to make hollyhock dolls. You know what a hollyhock is?
Yeah.
The flowers. And you had those clothespins, you know, with the little round head and the leg. And we dressed them, you know, dressed the clothespins with the hollyhocks. I wondered if I told my son that, you know, he'd think I was crazy. I collected more rocks going down the arroyo, so up in the mountains they call them arroyos, but it's really nothing but a dry wash during the summer time, and only when the rains or when it was still enough in the mountains, the water would rush down, and there would be some of the prettiest rocks there, and I would collect rocks. My grandmother and my mother both wondered where I was going to sleep. I had so many rocks in the house. And I liked snakes and lizards. And I would catch those and scare everybody to death, my mother especially. But even though we were poor, I think I had a pretty enjoyable childhood, mainly because I had my mother that cared for me and my grandmother that cared for me, and you know, my brother and sister too, not just me, because I was the bad one of the family. I was never getting into something. But they were interested in it, let's put it that way, they were very interested in it. Interested in what we did. And my grandmother too, every time she would, and my mother both, every time they would make clothes for us, they'd take the scraps and make doll clothes. And they finally taught us how to do it, how to sew to make some doll clothes out of the paint. So, yeah, it's pretty cool. You know, fun. My mother, my grandmother, well, because my mother worked all the time, we had to have someone that would take, you know, take care of. So we lived with my grandmother. And, well, my mother would work all day, then she would come home, you know, late at night. And sometimes, you know, when they had parties and things, she was late. And so she had to have somebody that would, you know, take care of the kids. So we lived with my mother, my grandmother, and the three kids.
Who were your playmates then?
Well, I remember one girl, and she eventually married my first cousin, and Louise, and she lives in Riverside now, and the last I heard, he was flying for the Border Patrol. She's the only one, and I remember one boy name, but I can't put a face or anything to it. In Pueblo, his name was Aurelius. That's why I remember his name. And from school, I remember Joseph Trinkershot. That's the name. That's the only name I remember from school, and I think it's because it was such an odd name. And the little store that was the neighborhood store was Penny Panto.
Now, Pueblo were the other black children?
Just
like in a small town.
Mm-hmm.
In the school.
Oh, yeah. They were in Pueblo, yeah, definitely. Yeah. In the southern town, yeah. But, you know, really growing up until I went to Arizona. Never did play, or we were never in the neighborhood, let's put it that way, where it was predominantly black. It was always more and more integrated. And until I went to Arizona, I really didn't associate too much with Negro children. It was always We have a pen. There were some things, not too many. A lot of German, Hungarian something, I don't know, those long funny names that I can't pronounce. And the Caucasian, but we never really became close with anyone other than my cousin. That we actually played with day in and day out.
Were there things that you weren't allowed to do or were discouraged from doing because you were a girl? As a child?
Yeah, they always tried to keep me from climbing up in the trees, which was almost impossible because I would climb all up in those trees and I'd get up on the top of the cottonwood trees and then look down and be afraid to come down. And I used to climb up and with a neighbor, well, wasn't really that close to us, still a neighbor, only about four blocks away, had a green apple tree, a big one, and I used to pull in her yard and climb up in her tree and sit up in her tree and eat green apple until I got a stomachache. They used to try to keep me from running and jumping so much, because I would run down the street and I'd see a fence and I'd jump, you know, and that was just about the only thing that they really tried to, you know, keep me from doing. Well, several people I know, the children, climb trees too, and they would fall and break arms and legs. But I'd sit up there and yell until somebody came up after me.
You said you went to Sunday school. Was religion an important thing in your household? Did your mother and grandmother go to church?
Yes, they did, but not, you know, they weren't fanatical about it. And if you didn't say, I don't want to go, I don't feel like going, you didn't have to. Both of them were, you know, basically, you know, religious, I would say that, but not so much that that was their entire life.
What kinds of responsibilities did you have around the house?
I don't know, you would have come to that. My job was the bathroom. I had to clean the bathroom thoroughly every morning before I went to school. My sister did the kitchen. My brother did the bedroom when he got big enough to do it, because he would have to do the sweeping. But mine was the bathroom. And then we would take turns with the dinner dishes. Maybe this week would be my week, the next week my sister's week, and the next week, you know, we rotated that with the dinner dishes. But
did your brother?
Yes, and as a matter of fact, he was the one that actually learned to cook in the family. And once in a while, my mother would leave a recipe and say, "This is what we're going to have for dinner," and you know, and to start it before she got home. Well, I would read the recipe and give the directions to my brother, and he would do the cooking. And we got along fine. I just decided I would never clean another bathroom. And she felt it was, I guess my mother felt it was easier to assign, especially when they would get it done. And you do this, you do that, and you do the other. But I still think my brother had the hardest job because he had to do the sweeping of the whole house. except the bathroom, because my sister did the kitchen and I did the bathroom. The rest of the house he had to sweep. We didn't have a vacuum cleaner. Any other questions?
Sure. Do you remember, were there special holidays for your family
or daughter? Well, they just remembered, you know, everyone's birthday. And, of course, at Easter time, we were always on a program at the church. And then they celebrated Children's Day. And here they don't, now they don't do it anymore. I don't even think they even have one, do they? Well, anyway, they had their special program at the church on the Children's Day, and of course, you know, Mother's and Father's Day. But we never went so much on Mother's and Father's Day as Children's Day. And then always the Christmas and the Easter programs. And I was always very good at reciting. I could memorize a poem just like that. I'd read it a couple of times, and I'd have it, I'm not bragging or anything like that, but I could always say one, you know, with feeling, you know, an expression and everything. And, as a matter of fact, when I was, after I came out here, that's how I got to spend the time at Guild Camp, by reciting at a museum. What's that lady's name? She was having a piano recital down there in Santa Monica and asked me to appear on the program. And I appeared on the program, and then I went to Guild Camp up in the San Bernardino Mountains up by Lake Gregory. And then I did reciting at a couple of churches in Los Angeles and also down there in Santa Monica. That's about all, as far as I know, you know, about the holidays and things.
Did you get together ever with your other relatives that were nearby?
Yeah, we were constantly going up to Denver, and we had my father's two brothers had, you know, families up there, and so we were with them, you know, constantly, you know, from Pueblo to Denver, back and forth, you know. And so we, you know, we didn't grow up, you know, isolated from my father's side of the family. Matter of fact, really that's all, because my mother's brother had no children. So those were the only, you know, cousins that we have on my father's side. You know, I would say first cousins, you know, of course. We have some on my mother's side that are my mother's cousin's children, but they're kind of far removed. They're not close.
Did you see your father at all during that time?
Once, I remember. And then the next time I saw him, I was in fifth grade. And then after that, I was graduating from high school. When I can remember, I have seen him. You know, just things.
So your mom was very sweet and not a very strict disciplinarian. I'm wondering what discipline was like in your house when you were young. You said you were always getting into things. And if your grandmother was the disciplinarian.
Oh, my grandmother would, you know, she would grab you and she would shake you. She would use her hand, and she would paddle you, too, if she thought it was necessary. My mother, I don't know, let's put it this way, she was non-violent. She did not believe in spanking you, but she would put you to bed when you misbehaved. And that was, to me, worse than being spanked. But my grandmother, she did spank. And my mother just had certain rules, and she would tell you in her nice, calm way, you are expected to do this, expected to do that. But I mean, you know, when we were toddling and growing up, you know, if we touched their bed or business, she would hit our hands, you know, and say no. And you learned at an early age that you, there are certain things you don't touch. Just like when the halftime comes around here, he knows he doesn't touch the half, he doesn't pull on the ashtrays, he doesn't touch anything. I don't move anything. If I didn't with my hips and hands, tell him no. And, I mean, she did that. And then she said, when you reach the age where you can understand when someone tells you something, then you know what you're supposed to do and what you don't aren't supposed to do. So by the time that we were 3, 4, and 5 years of age, all she had to do was to tell us. And if we didn't, and we misbehaved, we knew what was going to happen. We were dead. I guess for some kids that would have been soft and easy. They would love to sleep, but I did not like to go to bed in the daytime when I could be having fun with the other people, you know, or reading. And that was one thing she wouldn't let me do when I got in the bed either. I could not take my books with me, and I could not read. So that was really the punishment.
What kinds of things would you get in trouble for?
Well, I'd pull my sister's hair, for one thing. And I remember one time I stood up and I had a pencil and I poked holes in the screen. I don't remember too many rotten things that I did, other than pull my sister's hair. I would constantly grab her. She had those long braids, and two braids, I had those long braids, and I'd grab her and I'd pull her braids. Then if she wouldn't let me have her doll, I would pull her hair. But I didn't tear up things, so I wouldn't go take and break her doll up because she wouldn't let me have her, anything like that. And then sometimes I wouldn't do my work. I would lock myself in the bathroom, get my book and sit there in the bathtub with a pillow and read. Well, those are most of the things that I would do. And I remember once there was a dog they said that was rabid in the neighborhood. And I decided that I wanted to go around the corner to the store. And they told us no, to stay in the house until they were certain. I didn't. I climbed out the upstairs window, dashed it down the pipe, took off and went around the corner to the store. And I don't know if you have ever seen those dumbbells. They were a sucker, and they had one on each end of the stick and dipped in chocolate. And I was allergic to chocolate. And you could get two of those dumbbells for a penny. And I had this penny, and I was going to get those two dumbbells. And I went over there, and I got those two suckers. And I was sitting and eating the chocolate anyway. But I did. And that was the one time I remember that my grandmother actually, she really spanked me, other than just hitting me a couple of times across the seat with her hand. And she really spanked me and explained to me exactly why. And then she went in her room and cried. But I had to spank my baby. But anyway, we were